Record this. So that's the cloud getting recorded. And you go ahead and tell me when you want to go.
Let's go.
Okay. Here comes everybody.
Hello, everyone. My name is Francis Donald. Thank you all so much for joining this healing session for Michael Robbins. A few students of the Moria Federation and I are joining you from our local temple here in northern New Mexico. You can see the temple a little bit here. I'll pan out so you can see it. Anyway, I'm all over the map here, but you get the idea. It's a temple with paintings. So, okay, there's going to be two phases to our session today. First, some words from DK, which will give us an effective way to address our fears and thus calm our emotions. This will be followed by an invocation with the goal of uniting us into an effective healing group. Then we'll move into our healing invocation and visualization. Okay, I'm going to share screen now. Go ahead, please. I just found it. There you go. Okay. Okay, first, we will go to a treatise on white magic, where we're given, quote, a direct method of relaxation, concentration, stillness, and a flushing of the entire personality with pure white light. DK then tells us to proceed in the following manner. You are, we will say, in a state of panic. Suggestions of great unpleasantness are crowding in. Your imagination is running riot and your mind enforces the riot. Having a strong mental body, you clothe your fear reactions with mental matter, highly vitalized, which causes a powerful thought form to be created. This circulates between you and the feared event. Realizing this, you will proceed to seek quietness. You will relax your physical body, endeavor to quiet your astral body as far as may be, and to steady the mind. Then, visualizing yourself, personality, the soul, and the master, he as the apex of the triangle, you will, with deliberation, call down a stream of pure white light. And pouring it through your lower vehicles, you will cleanse away all that hinders. You use the love aspect, flooding yourself with love and light. So let us meditate. Taking DK's words to heart, we'll use our breath to center and still our physical bodies and calm our emotions. Now, let us lift our collective awareness onto the mental plane, where we are gradually coming to realize that there is no thy soul and my soul, but only the group soul, which is part of the great soul of humanity. We can facilitate this coming together by visualizing a ring of living light with each of us as a point of light within that ring and with the Master DK at the center. Now let us sound the Om, followed by an invocation from Discipleship in the New Age. May the energy of the divine self inspire us and the light of the soul direct. May we be led from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality. We stand in spiritual being, and as souls we serve. We stand within the light, and as that light shines throughout our forms, we radiate that light. We stand within the love of God, and as that love streams through and from our hearts, we magnetize the ones we seek to aid. Now let us focus our consciousness in our heart centers, which are each a portal to the group heart center. In Letters on Occult Meditation, DK tells us, when meditating in the heart center, picture it as a golden lotus closed. When the sacred word is enunciated, picture it as a lotus slowly expanding until the inner center or vortex is seen as a radiating whirlpool of electric light, more blue than golden. Before us, within the cave of the heart, let us together visualize the seated figure of Michael Robbins. As we intone this healing invocation, I invite you to visualize a stream of emerald green light flecked with golden sparks of living, healing energy descending onto Michael's form. Michael, I think it's safe to say that everyone here stands in awe of your wisdom and dedication to the path. And we are deeply grateful for your guidance and your example. In short, we love you. And with that love, we charge this invocation. We'll repeat the invocation three times, each time deepening our focus in order to more effectively visualize the downpouring of healing energy. If everyone would please repeat this with me. Angels of healing, descend. In the name of the Christ, we call upon you to pour your energy upon our beloved brother and teacher, Michael Robbins. Charge his body and mind with healing light and love. Angels of healing, descend. In the name of the Christ, we call upon you to pour your energy upon our beloved brother and teacher, Michael Robbins. Charge his body and mind with healing light and love. Angels of healing, descend. In the name of the Christ, we call upon you to pour your energy upon our beloved brother and teacher, Michael Robbins. Charge his body and mind with healing light and love. We ask this in the name of the Christ. Healing meditation. For those of you who would like to stay, I invite you to continue visualizing a downpouring of healing light and love onto Michael's form, gently guided by the healing angels. We'll then end our time together with three alms.
Thank you, Francis. Very good meditation.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.